like to play me Lady's Chalk Topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant in lovely Lawrence, Kansas. You're listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. It's been a couple of weeks. Last week we had that Adam Lee and the Dead Horse Sound Company live set that turned out so well, I felt the need to make that our podcast for the week. However, this is episode number 10. We've officially reached double digits. It's taken a while. It's taken almost 3 months. Unfortunately, thank you for sticking with me. And I've got a whole bunch of new stuff, new to me and new to the world at large this week. And we're going to start it off with a set of music, which through no purposeful planning of mine, it just all seemed to work out that way. It's all stuff from Dirtnap Records. First up is a new release from them featuring former members of the Ergs. This is The Nightbirds with Prognosis Negative.
I can't stop itching and I can't stop scratching and it won't go away.
Oh no, no!
face the facts that made me life just ain't worth living. Admit defeat. You've got no heart to lead. Admit defeat. It's half the battle knowing that your future's bleak. Land that dream job, get that degree. But less than average is all you'll ever be. Travel the world, so much to see. Trade your bank account for a change of scenery. So kiss the bottle, you're out of luck. You're holding nothing and your future's fucked. Your future's fucked. Admit defeat. You've got no heart to lead. Admit defeat. It's half the battle knowing that your future's bleak.
EP of the same name, that was The Discords with Pink Palace. That refers to Jane Mansfield's mansion that she built on Sunset Boulevard in Hollywood, California. Jane Mansfield, evidently that place had a bit of a debauchery going on. Everything was pink, heart-shaped swimming pool. That was with her first husband, and then she married again after that and died tragically young at the age of 34. Before that, Psych to Die with Admitting Defeat off of Scatterbrained. That band features Mike Erg, a.k.a. Mikey Erg, a.k.a. Mike Welch, formerly of The Ergs. And before that, another post-Ergs band, Nightbirds, with Prognosis Negative from their self-titled debut that features Joe from The Ergs. All those releases are available from Dirt Nap Records. All right, this next set features a bunch of new stuff. One from a band currently becoming the hot new thing on the alternative rock charts. Another band bringing punk back to Epitaph Records, finally. And lastly, a classic punk band in the process of making their first new recordings in over two decades. So we're going to start it off with the Gaslight Anthem from their brand new album, American Slang. This is the Diamond Church Street Choir.
For one big neighborhood. And so are the people you put in Congress. They've passed a law that gives all Americans the right to live anywhere. We have built buildings in the sky and airports in the sea. Surely we can build a nation of neighbors that will benefit America and all its children just by making the law work.
Homes of stone and wood, where emptiness once stood. Joy, but for America, for one big
share some important details that you're unaware of. I want you to listen, I want you to care. I'll choke to death if I don't clear the air. It's not a secret that I obsess, and then I get angry and then I get stressed. And you can't imagine and you can't compare. You have no frame of reference and then you get scared. I'm doing my best to help make you see that it's not your fault when I beg and I plead. It's much easier just to go back to sleep, but we gotta find a place to start, because I'm falling apart.
myself ever stay in one place. I look in the mirror and I see the face of a failure who'll never be significant. The face that you see from the morning to night is the mask that I put on to hide what's inside. I don't take it off until you fall asleep. I don't want you to see what lives inside of me. I thought I'd get older and it'd go away, but it only gets worse. It causes more pain, and being alone is getting so hard. I just gotta tell you,
God damn it.
Then to draw me into
was Naked Reagan with Out of Your Mind. That is from their first volume in their singles series. They announced that they're going to put a bunch of those out. I'm not sure how many. I'm going to assume probably six, because that'd make about the right amount for a new album. And that seems to be the plan they're doing, much like the Bouncing Souls did last year in the lead up to the Ghost of the Boardwalk. Volume 2 is out now, so you've got two to get. If you buy them from Riot Fest Records, it will cost you an arm and a goddamn leg, but you get it on really cool limited color vinyl. If you want it cheaper than that, you can pick it up from No Idea for about $5. So that's my recommendation, unless you're like a collector, scum, color vinyl, whore, or something like that. If you just want to hear it, pick it up for $5 on black. Before that, Off With Their Heads did Clear the Air from In Desolation. That's their debut album on Epitaph Records. Who'da thunk it? Epitaph putting out an actual punk band as opposed to, man, they've got a lot to atone for. I mean, I understand they're still putting out Bad Religion albums and everything like that, but god damn it, I set my friends on fire. Are you fucking kidding me? Yeah. I mean, Anti is going great, and Epitaph just fucking sucks. I'm sorry. Not to complain, but that album, friggin' great. Kind of a continuation of what they did on From the Bottom, but definitely worth picking up. I mean, it's not any worse, it's just sort of a lateral move. And we started everything off with the Gaslight Anthem doing the Diamond Church Street Choir from their new album, American Slang, on Side One Dummy. Yet again, another sort of lateral move. It's like their big new record, and so they kind of go with what's gone before. Not necessarily, I mean, it's not worse, it's just not anything new and fresh and exciting. Although, that song, goddamn, that's my summer jam. Catchy as all hell. So, I hope you enjoyed all three of those songs. It's pretty damn swank. Okay, so coming up in this next set, from their new release, their new single on Douchemaster Records, this is the Half Rats with The Girl.
My love is always on my mind, and I tell her everything is fine, but to love a girl like her is truly unreal. By the way she makes you act and feel, let me tell you about the girl with the bedroom eyes. She's
always ready for when you want some loving.
Scum of the earth, the real poor white trash. They live and die below Tobacco Road.
She killed him, that witch woman in yonder.
Scum of the earth.
You're too brutal and sadistic to be real.
I'm tired of your uppity, citified ways. I knows you think you're better than us.
She found out how they live below Tobacco Road.
You remember that little private talk we's gonna have?
Don't kill me!
No power on earth can exorcise the terror from Scum of the Earth.
Rated R.
Under 17, not admitted without parent.
You're always out of midnight, you're always starting a fight. You always think that you're right, you know you're really not that bright. I'm always sitting at home, always here all along. You never pick up the phone, you know I wish you just stay gone.
Bobby Eubanks, that was Another Girl Like You from Another Girl Like You, single on Douchemaster Records. Bobby Eubanks died last year in July from terminal lung cancer that had spread pretty much throughout his body. It's a damn shame. He was a talented musician and one of those guys that you wonder what he could have done with his career had he lived longer. The handful of singles and one full length he left behind are quite good, and I highly recommend picking them up. You can get most of them from Douchemaster. They're still in print, if I recall correctly, at least the full length is. Before that, to start off the set, we had the Half Rats doing The Girl off the For the Sake of Love single on Douchemaster Records. That band features TJ, who plays bass in Coco Coma, or at least the current incarnation of Coco Coma, being as how it's pretty much just the Rose and then whomever else they get. They're on their third incarnation now. Coming up in this next set, a little bit of a new wavy flavored power pop. So let's get into it. This is The Transmitters from Canada doing Bigger Houses, Broken Home.
Through the windows of a hummer, climb a ladder to the hole of the status quo. Homes,
John's freed.
Where I'm now is in nothing, or the future or the life we may want, for the things that we need. Bigger houses, broken homes, it's just smiles, unpaid loans, time blocks, track suits, muscles and bones. Bigger houses and broken homes, 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 bigger houses and broken homes.
What is it, Harvey?
You know what? You're as beautiful tonight as you are in that movie you made, Teenage Playmates.
Thank you, Harvey.
I mean, you were my favorite teenage playmate of all.
I know, Harvey.
The things you did in that movie and the way you did them. Wow. I mean, it's like you're not the girl next door anymore.
I've grown up, Harvey.
I'll say you have. You know, between you and all your friends, Teenage Playmates is probably the most fun I've had at the movies in a long time.
Well, you're sure not going to see it on TV.
And I'm really happy you wanted to come out with me tonight, because a girl who looks like you probably gets lots of offers.
I sure do, Harvey. So do me a favor.
What's that, Joanne?
Shut up and turn off the light.
Teenage Playmates, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent, a Hemisphere Pictures release.
She had a camel toe.
From their new album, Something for Everybody, that was Devo with Fresh. Technically off the 12-inch single, but it's the album version, so what does it matter? You might have noticed that I crammed about 4 songs into that last set, mainly because I wanted to play that new Devo single, because the rest of the album's alright, but that track is damn entertaining, and it's a whole lot of fun to drive around listening to. Before that, Digital Leather, She Had a Camel Toe, a single on Goner Records. Before Digital Leather, we had the Cute Lepers with Some Hits Hurt from their split with The Bite. And we started that set off with Bigger Houses, Broken Homes from the single of the same name by Canada's Transmitters. All right, one set left. I'm going to play some just flat-out rock and roll. I think it should be fun. I think it will end this show on a high note. And we're going to get it rocking with the Terminals doing Ritual.
Let's go! Yeah!
Many apologies for the hum you hear in the background while I'm speaking right now. Down here in the basement, it gets a little damp, so the wife and I invested in a dehumidifier a couple weeks ago, and sadly, it kicks on every 2 hours, and I thought I would be able to get the podcast finished before it kicked on. Evidently, I was wrong. I was shy by about 5 minutes. I got caught up screwing around online. My problem, not yours. Anyhow, before the break, you heard D is for Dragster with Chrysler Solid State. That is a single on Speed Nebraska Records. If you can track it, you can find it at Speed Nebraska's website. Just buy it. It's a fantastic single, and the B-side is amazing as well. Before that, from their split with Southern Culture on the Skids from Gearhead Magazine number 6 or 7, I believe, in 1997. That was Untamed Youth with My General Lee from Columbia, Missouri, featuring Mr. Deke Dickerson, who'd go on to greater fame with Deke Dickerson and the Echophonics. You've heard him play saxophone on a billion recordings, and you didn't even know it. He was on that Kaiser George and Los Straitjackets Twist Party LP. Yet another highly recommended pickup record. That is a dance party marathon. And it comes with a if you buy it on CD, it comes with a DVD that teaches you how to do all the dances of all of the songs. So awesome. And we started everything off with the Terminals doing Ritual from Taking Care of Business, a.k.a. TCB, Lightning Bolt, on Boom Chick Records, also out of Nebraska. I picked up that Terminals and D is for Dragster Records at Drastic Plastic in Omaha from a sale bin. They had a bunch of their local stuff that is not local to me that was very cheap when we were up there to go to the zoo last Labor Day weekend. All right, that's it for this week. Thanks always for listening, downloading. Tell your friends with record companies and bands to send me records to play. As always, you can find this each and every Thursday morning at rockstarjournalist.com. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. I'd like to thank, Bubble Up Soda for making my voice sound a little bit better than it did at the start of this podcast. I was a little plugged up, and that just pretty much cut through all of the snot. Unlike Merle Haggard says, it is not, in fact, free. It's actually $1.30 a bottle. Thank you, World Market. We'll be back next week. As always, thanks for listening.